Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
I guess it would help if I take my phone off mute. Good morning, Coach Cassandra.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, audience. We are so happy that you could join us with All About Entrepreneurs. We're going to have an exciting day. This is absolutely the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing already. You know, I try to hit the floor rejoicing. That's the only way to start the day. But it's all good. And I had an exciting weekend. Very refreshing. What about you?
Wow. I tell you, I did. What did you do? What is St. Louis? Oh, my God.
Yes, absolutely. We had a lot going on in the city. This happened to be African Heritage Festival going on in the park here, which is a huge, huge park. And they had all kinds of festivities, so I really enjoyed that. And in the evening, they actually had a free showing of Mandela's movie, and so I really enjoyed that. And then you were out of town, huh? Tell us about that. I saw that good barbecue that your husband was cooking, and I couldn't get to it, but I sure did want it, right?
Well, yes. You know, we were in the D.C., in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. So that was a good time down in D.C. Lots of things to see in Washington. Can't wait to go back.
Now, which sister were you with?
I was with my next to the baby sister. So I have four sisters, five girls, and they're all living in a different city. Every last one of us, all five of us, live in a different city. And we live in four different states. So two live in one state, a different city, and then the others. Yep, so we're spread out through Ohio, New Jersey, Texas, and Maryland.
Really awesome. I'm just excited for this day.
It makes traveling easy.
I'm sorry, you're kind of cutting out. What did you say?
Yes, it makes traveling easy. So, yes, we have our exciting guests on coming on this morning. I saw, wow, I was like, OMG. We have an amazing, awesome woman coming today. And then, am I fading? I might be fading in and out, but
Yeah, you were. You sounded like your phone wasn't up near your mouth, so that's much better. I can hear you loud and clear, Coach.
Yes.
Loud and clear. Yeah.
Right.
Well, listen, we are gearing up, everyone. Listen up.
Yes.
Get your pens and pencils. Tuesday, tomorrow. I'm sorry. Today is Tuesday. Look at how excited I am. Today is the day for Power Up Your Possibilities Teleshow. That is tonight. Absolutely tonight. And that's going to be 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have the phenomenal George Frazier of the Frazier Network with us, as well as Lethea Owens, who is the number 8 in the country as a branding expert. Yes, we have two of the nation's or two of the world's finest right here tonight on Power Up Your Possibilities. And basically, it's a show of empowerment, of encouragement, showing you, helping you, educating you, giving you strategies on how to own the power that is in you to get up and move out toward the things that you believe in your heart, that you are created to do, that you were brought into the earth realm for. We are brought here for purpose. I can't do what you do. You can't do what I do. But we can assist each other in being better and doing more. And I'm just so excited. And that is tonight. We do have a call-in number. But, folks, if you are on the Internet, we've got a Google Hangout phone number that Coach Elise is going to be putting on the flyer. And we are also going to be connecting with Facebook, the Christian Social Network. And listen, if you haven't got on the Christian Social Network, check it out with David Knight. He is the CEO of the Christian Social Network, which is the Facebook for Christians. Now, you don't have to be a Christian to get on, but what they do is they're going to keep it clean, keep it pure and sweet, you know. And so we want you to connect with that. We're going to be on Twitter. So what's going to be happening is as the speakers are talking and motivating and encouraging us, you can be responding to those encouraging words. And, yes, you can also have the ability to ask questions. And even at the end, we're going to take a few of the questions from the audience. So it's really exciting. Click on our flyer. Matter of fact, I'm going to put that flyer out there again. But, yeah, go to my page, Cassandra McKissack, or go to Coach Lalisa's page. It's Coach Lalisa Williams. And you will be able to see the flyer with George Frazier and Lethea Owens. Now, we're going to go ahead and bring our guest on. She can only stay on a half an hour. She's got some early morning appointments. So we're going to go ahead and move out, introduce our guest. Did you want to say anything before I bring the guest on, Coach Lalisa?
No, I'll wait until that's over. So
okay.
Yeah, so I just want to check to make sure her phone line is open. Vanessa, can you hear us?
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm so excited to be a part of this interview today. You have some awesome things taking place, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. I'm so excited for your journey this morning. I really am. So thank you again for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, All About Entrepreneurs listeners, we have with us the honor of introducing Vanessa Richardson. Vanessa Richardson, she is an editor, author, playwright, editor of The 13 Ones magazine. Also, she has a blog talk radio, also called The 13 Ones magazine. We are so delighted to have Vanessa with us. She is doing some just absolutely phenomenal things. I actually signed up for the magazine, and I am just so excited to be introducing this woman of God. Hello, Vanessa. What's going on?
I'm just so excited. You know, I'm hearing what you're saying. And everyone who knows me know that I just love positive movements. I love being around positive people. I love being around positive energy. And to wake up at 7 o'clock this morning to engage in positivity, you know what? I'm excited. I'm amped. And I said it earlier. Thank you so much for including me in this. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Oh, I just see all the positive energy that you put out there, and we are so grateful. And I noticed that you even have, you've had on our own Amber Bullock, who was Sunday's Best winner on Sunday's Best, that you've also had her in your magazine. And she is a delightful woman, loves the Lord. Oh, my gosh. How long ago did you have her on the show?
Actually, Amber is a sweetheart. I love her so much. I've had Amber on the show a couple of times, now about 2 to 3 times. Whenever I ask her to come on, you know, she comes without any hesitation. Of course, if her schedule allows. She's just humble. Her testimony is inspiring. For those who don't know, she's a single mother, and her testimony was this. Someone implored her to audition for Sunday Best, and I asked her, the first interview I asked her was this. What were some inside, not outside forces, because I know we have some outside forces, what was the inside turmoil? And Cassandra, that's what I like to deal with on the inside, because sometimes it's not outsiders that influence us in a negative. Our own worst enemy can be ourselves, you know. So I asked her what was the inside struggle that she had to deal with, and she had a powerful testimony that, yes, even she dealt with inside turmoil when auditioning. There was a lot of talent there, you know, and she dealt with that. Am I good? Am I good enough? Am I not good enough? My daughter's here. Just a lot of things she was dealing with, and she relied heavily upon her faith, and she talked to God, and God said, like in the Bible, you remember when David came back and they took his family, his wife, and all that. He had encouraged himself, and he sought God, and God eventually said, go, pursue. And so it was with her. God said, go ahead and do it. And as you saw, she came back a champion.
Yes, absolutely. And just like you're a champion, listen, how long have you been a magazine editor, and how did you come up with the title, The Certain One? How did that happen?
Oh. Wow, God mandated me this. I'm going to tell you this right now. I did not set out to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a magazine owner. I'm going to be a talk show host, author. I'm going to be a playwright. It did not at all start out to do this. Because when he mandated me to do this, and you can ask my friends, I was like, okay, more struggles, more issues, more obligations, you know. Because those who know me, I walk in the spirit of excellency. If I do something, I give you 100. I don't give you 95. I don't give you 98. I give you the best I've got. So when I did this, I had to do some researching, had to do some introspection, and God gave me the formula, the plan. It first started out with my nonfiction book called The Certain Ones, You're Not Forsaken, You're Chosen for Purpose. And I've written that when I was dealing with catamenial pneumothorax. Listen to this, Cassandra, and I want those out there to really listen. It's a women's health issue, and it only affects 1% of women in America. That's catamenial pneumothorax. That's when a woman have her menses or her cycle within the span of 24 hours or 48 hours, her lung collapses. That's correct. Only 1% of women in America is affected with that, and I was one of those women. That when you have your cycle, your lung collapses within 24 to 48 hours. And this is called catamenial pneumothorax. So I wrote the book because I was coping with this. I was around 29 years of age, coping with this health issue. And then endometriosis come on the scene. And endometriosis affects about over 147 million women. There's no cure for it. It's chronic pain. Daily living, and I advocate for this every year because doctors, although it's a more common health issue than catamenial pneumothorax, doctors and some women, teenagers, are still not aware of endometriosis, and celebrities have it, such as Whoopi Goldberg, Susan Sarandon, a couple other celebrities out there. So what is endometriosis? Endometriosis, when you have horrible cramps. You're very frightened when that time of the month comes. You cannot get out the bed. You throw up. You feel dizzy. You have lower back pain. It's just crazy bananas that just psycho. Some people say it's psychological, but it's not. It really is a female health issue. So I didn't know about that. And sometimes it takes up to 8 to 10 years to diagnose, which was the case with me. And by this time, so much damage can be done to the fallopian tube, your wombs and all that, your organs sticks together, and it's a horrible thing. Again, although it's most common, a lot of doctors and young girls, teenagers, don't know this because it started puberty age when you get your cycle, 12 years on up. So these girls are like, oh, you have cramps, get over it, and all that's all in your head. No, you might want to go see your doctor, and you can get tested. Like a laparoscopy it could be a procedure, just a day procedure, and they have the little cameras go in and they investigate and look for what you call endometriosis, these little escape tissues that outside the wounds. And again, although there's no cure for it, there's subjective treatment to help manage your pain level. So I want to admonish those who do experience what I've just said to really go and get checked by your GYN, your doctor. And it's also the number one leading factor for infertility. So I wrote the book, The Certain Ones You're Not Forsaken, You're Chosen for Purpose. Because someone said to me, Vanessa, you've been given something. I'm like, I've been given something, you know, in the negative. Really? Well, I don't want it, you know. So I just began to write down my feelings and all that and really rely heavily on my faith. I wrote the book, and it did wonderful, really wonderful. And I just, from there, I believe that every round goes higher and higher. And I began to, I want to talk and to meet people who had testimony, because I was very quiet with this issue, didn't want to share it. I didn't want to relive it, didn't want to rehash it. I wanted to sweep it under the rug, but it would not leave me. The issue was there. And I knew the journey for me was quite lonely. There was no answers. There was limited answers. Because face it, who wants to feel weak and who wants to talk about something as private as that? So, and at the time, Facebook was not like it is today, so we had no support groups. I was very lonely. And so I just had God, my mother, and my journal. And, again, I wrote the book, and from there I wanted to cross bridges. I wanted to meet other women. I wanted to share testimony. But I didn't want to just hold it on health issues. I wanted to talk to women such as yourself, Cassandra, someone, women who are inspiring, who's doing it, making things happen in life, just positive people. So thus came the radio show.
Yes.
The Certain
we
Ones.
We can see you are doing, yes, ma'am, we can see you are doing an awesome job. Excuse me, I know we don't have much time, so I want to give her Felice a chance to ask you some questions also.
Absolutely.
But I am so proud of you. You work in excellence. I've been on your site, and I am just utterly amazed. And actually, I don't know if you had a chance to see the statement I have going around, but it's watch God and be utterly amazed. God wants to blow our minds. You know, we never know how much God wants to use us until we begin just walking toward, you know, I tell people, even if it's a little bit, begin.
Yes.
Not all he needs is a mustard seed. You know,
yes,
if you just would take a little bitty, tiny something and start moving out toward it, you will be amazed. I met Coach Louisa because I began to walk toward what I believe, using my speaking gifts. I've been on the radio here locally. The woman that God asked me to be on her show, before I know it, you know, I'm part of the show. She kept inviting me back, and the rest is history. And I'm telling you, God is aligning us with people with the same purpose. If we will get up and move out, we don't know who we might meet. That's how I had an awesome opportunity to meet you, to meet George Frazier, to meet Lethea Owens. I dared to pick up the phone and call these people. They talked to me. They didn't have this filtering system, you know, of going through 2 and 3 assistants. They called me. You know, I have their private numbers. I can talk to them. They're real people, right? They want to connect with people. I love that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And the thing is, you don't know what you can do until you do it. I even love the statement that I saw this quote on your page. It says, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams.
Ooh, I love that.
You gotta believe. Yeah, I saw that on your page. Coach Elise says she believes the same thing. She talks about releasing your power. That is something that you must do to become what God wants you to be. And you don't know what that is sometimes.
Absolutely.
You don't know.
Absolutely.
You can
Absolutely.
Get up and move toward it. Hey, Coach Elise. I know she's waiting there in the background. But it's just so exciting. It really is.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying our guest, and also want to say good morning and welcome to our other coach and host, Mr. Fred Brooks, who's also standing by as well. Your line is open, Fred, but yeah, I'm just enjoying.
Yeah, we've only got a few minutes left for our guests, so.
Yeah. Go right ahead. Let her go right ahead. Go right ahead and let her. You can continue sharing. Vanessa, you're doing great. I'm loving it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Good morning to you, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, go right ahead.
So how long have you been doing the Blog Talk Radio, Vanessa?
I've been doing the Blog Talk Radio show about 7 years. We just celebrated my 2-year anniversary of the Certain One magazine. It took off really quickly. Let me say, the magazine, I was so astounded. And I'm hearing you talk, and you don't know. I'm here. My leg is literally shaking because You do know. Like, recognize, like. And God is just powerful. And he's just awesome. And he's mind-blowing. And again, as I aforementioned, we ourselves hold ourselves back because of the inner struggle. I don't think I'm the best talker. I don't think I'm the best. I don't look the best. I don't have this. I don't have that. What you have, the tools God's given you, you use. You work the best out of it. I didn't have the best. Let me share this testimony with you. When I first started the Certain One magazine, which was a year ago, no one told me how to do it. I Googled it. I researched it. I stayed up. If you want to be the best, you got to give the best. You want to stay up. You want to sacrifice your time. You want to sacrifice your sleep. You want to sacrifice certain relationships. Something is going to be sacrificed. Are you willing to sacrifice for the cause? I stayed on that computer. I researched. I didn't go to anyone. How to do this? How to do this? No, I talked to God. He showed me, and I designed that magazine. But I knew it wasn't the best. But I gave the best. But God knew he had a plan, what he wanted. So I woke up the next morning. I really went to sleep, heavy burden, because I gave the best I can, but I still didn't like it. God, I mean, I believe the universe heard this prayer, Cassandra. I wailed in my spirit so loudly that night. I don't like what I've done, and I've given you the best. Now, I serve a God who specializes in specialties, the best. And I woke up the next morning, and I received this email. It was from a website designer. She says, hi, you don't know me. You never met me a day in your life. But I like what you do. What you're doing is really motivating me. She said, let me do this for you. Let me do this for you. Let me help you with this. She gave me 6 options to do with my magazine. And from there, it just morphed. I mean, I told God 24 hours ago I didn't like the magazine like I was. And I gave you the best. And then God sent me one of the best. And I Googled this girl. I never met her. And this woman was phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. And she enhanced the Certain Ones magazine to what you see today. And I'm just so humbled by what God will do. When you give God the best and all you have, I'm telling you, God will send people from the north, south, east, and west, or God will enhance what you've got to bring forth his messages. And always be careful and be mindful of him. Let him lead. Let him take the wheel, because sometimes I get a little anxious and want to drive. I want to do 65 and say, nope, it's 45 lean right here. And I want to do a little 55 and say, nope, now it's about 50 here. So I have to be very mindful and cautious of him and never always submit to humility. I don't get, I'm not fascinated by celebrities. I'm not fascinated by how much amount of money you give. I'm fascinated by your testimony and your art and your gift to reach mankind. That's what fascinates me.
Awesome. My gosh. Wow. Well, I'm telling you, you are doing such a good job because you are banging it. You have powered up, you know, and people just got to realize you can't do
bless
that
you.
Without a struggle. There is a struggle to give birth to anything, but you persevered, and we are enjoying the fruits of that. My goodness. And I
thank
tell
you,
I'm so excited. Our own Arthur, Elisa, Broughton. We had her on the show, and she was the one that was telling us about you, how exciting you were and the things that you said. That's how I met you, and I'm so glad for that connection.
Thank you, Alicia.
She's like, listen, you've got to meet this woman of God. You've got to, you know, talk to her because she's got a lot going on, and we have just absolutely found that out to be true. Listen, tell folks the best way to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. They can absolutely contact me via our website. If you have not visited Circle One Magazine, let me introduce you to it. I mean, there's something there for everyone. We have some prolific authors and contributors to the Circle One Magazine, and you can reach us at www.thecertainonesmagazine.com, or you can visit my personal website, which is www.VanessaRichardson.net. And, of course, the Blog Talk Radio Show, blogtalk.com/thecertainones. Or just key in The Certain Ones. We've got a YouTube channel also where I offer information to videos, just inspiring videos that I do and some feedback from our radio show. So you can go there, check us out on YouTube, the magazine, my personal website, and also Facebook. We've got The Certain Ones Magazine, Facebook, and The Certain Ones. Just go over there, and we'd love to hear from our readers. Check us out and respond back. We love hearing from you guys.
Wow, that is so awesome. That is. You have any closing thoughts for us before you leave?
I do, Ashley. I want to encourage those who are out there listening. Don't be delayed or get dismayed by delayed moments. In the delayed moments, sometimes it's not giving up. Sometimes I call it a resting period. Rest, and don't look around at others. You can make yourself sick, and you can miss the mark by looking around at other people. Certainly, we are students of each other, but at a certain time, you become the teacher also. So when I say you're students of each other, you can learn from each other, but don't become that person. You are uniquely and strategically designed by Christ. God has imparted into you certain things to do. Do what you're called to do, not what others are doing. Do not look around. Keep your head focused. Lift yourself up at times because sometimes people are not going to understand your vision. They're not going to support it, and those who do support it are going to want some kind of feedback or something else out of it for you. So be very mindful of whom you connect with you. Allow in your camp. Again, don't look around. Be focused. And when your job or what it is you love to do become hurtful to you, you might want to reassess that because what you love should not hurt you. You should become empowered by it and also look around at this factor, what you're doing, what you're producing now. If it does not influence, affect anyone, you might want to examine yourself again. And blessings are not always in quantity, but in quality. Don't look at numbers. And all you need is one yes from God to take you to that level you need to be. Don't look at multiple. Certainly, stats would say this and that, this and that. Yeah, I get it. I got that promotion in due time. So be encouraged. If God said it, he's going to do it.
Wow. Wow, that is very encouraging. My goodness. Wow, we are so glad. That, yes, yes, yes. Coach, did you want to add to that? All right.
Hey,
yeah, no,
I
just. We are so glad that
you are truly a woman after my own heart. And I tell you, I'm just sitting over here excited and, you know, so many things you said, so many awesome, positive, motivating, inspiring things that you have given us today. So we know that people are going to go back, and those who are on the air, those who go back and listen to the archives, they will, you know, get a word, get an inspiring message, something that will take them to their next, you know, level. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you agreeing
thank
to come
you.
On show and to share and to learn about your Certain Ones magazine. And I mean, I've seen your, you know, I've seen you on definitely on Facebook for sure, if not on Blog Talk. We may even be friends. You never know. Because sometimes we'll connect people through other people and some
yes.
of the people that was mentioned I also know. But I definitely, when I saw your picture, I said, oh, yeah, I know her. But yes, and so, but that message about dealing with, you know, what's on the inside and your testimony about the endometriosis and, you know, they said I had that as a young one. I went into the military. My mother thought that I had this and when I was young, but the doctor said no, but I just always had these horrible cramps that I couldn't. I was bitten for the first 2 days of my menstrual cycle. Ever since I began, but when I went into the military and I went to there because I couldn't go do my duties, and the military wasn't having that. They were like, "Oh, stop that bed, honey. This is boot camp. I don't know what you thought." And they had to literally carry me to sick call. And that doctor said, "No, you don't have that." Boy, it sure felt like it.
Yes.
I didn't even know what that was, but when they told me what it was, I said, "Well, sure I do. I got all the symptoms." But it turned out, so I don't know for sure, but I never naturally had children, but with the way I was watching some children, I was like, thank you, God, for that one. But, you never know how you're going to see things as a blessing or a curse.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially
that's
in those
your
days.
Story. I've heard so many stories that you've just produced to me right now, and it's still current today. That's why, again, I advocate every year. Doctors will say it's not there, and they're not informed. They're just not informed enough, and the patient walks away terribly. It's chronic daily living, such as yourself, as you experience. It's painful living. It's painful living. You literally cannot get out the bed. It's terrible. So I know women who deal with this every day. I call them soldiers, and they keep their morale up through their faith. You got to have faith. An endometriosis woman, you want to meet her, that's who I call strong. That's strength. Because I want to say this, Cassandra, this disease has taken the life, not just with the disease itself, because psychologically it's too painful. Women can't take it anymore, so they want to kill themselves. They commit suicide because of it. And the doctors don't make it any better. They think you're seeking medicine because they think it's just crap. I'm telling you, it's worse than crap. So that's why I advocate every year. I go on television, I write articles, I put it in my newspaper. I mean, I sound the alarm.
Awesome. Yeah, it's amazing. And they just gave me a bunch of Motrin. Motrin was just hitting the scene.
Please, that's nothing. That's candy. That's terrible. That's an insult to an endometriosis patient.
But this was around 1980. So when that doctor prescribed, 1980. And
that was the latest thing for cramps back then. That's right. Okay.
I had I had never heard of Motrin. It wasn't until I went to boot camp. Had I never gone to boot camp, I don't know if I really would have heard of it. Because I would, I couldn't. There was nothing I could take. That's how much pain.
Right.
Nothing. I wouldn't dare think of taking an Anacin or Bayer or whatever was out in those days because none of it worked. But they had Midol or something. They had some type of little medicine, but none of that would work for me. But the Motrin seemed to do the trick. It got rid of the pain, and I was able to function normally. So I just, stuck with that. But so I never heard of anyone, actually out there, fighting for endometriosis. I know people I do know that have been diagnosed with it, but I never heard of it. I've heard of lupus. There's, cancer walks, and there's awareness, but I've never heard of an awareness program for endometriosis. So I congratulate you for stepping up to that. God bless you.
Well, thank you. The movement, I'm so proud to announce that also just this year they had the Million Woman March for endometriosis. So it's become, and even I think about 2 years ago, Congress even acknowledged for some people that it's a disability. But the treatment is this, to suppress the hormones, because the hormones really flare. You cannot eat, I didn't know that you can't eat certain foods, because foods have hormone in it and exacerbate the endometriosis. It flares it up. So you got to eat like vegetables and fresh foods, fruits. You can't eat certain things, chocolates and things, exacerbates it. So there's a lot of people out there advocating. Even on Facebook, there's a lot of groups out there for those who do think you have endometriosis or know women who have it.
It's interesting you would say that about chocolate. Now, I never liked chocolate as a child. Never. I was never the kid that you couldn't get me to eat chocolate ice cream. That was out.
Wow.
I wouldn't eat chocolate. I didn't like chocolate cake. Didn't want, I wouldn't eat a chocolate cookie growing up. I didn't like chocolate. I hate I never like chocolate. And even today, I still don't care for chocolate. I will eat like a Snickers or a Turtles, something with a lot of peanuts and cocoa in it, but I never like chocolate. So maybe that my mind never got to a level where, you know, it was more severe, possibly.
Right. And again, with endometriosis, every woman cannot be diagnosed the same because you could have a lot of endometriosis, I mean massive, and you don't feel anything. Or you can have just a little bit, slight, I mean a little bit when I say this, and a little bit meaning tissue that escaped outside the walls. And you just feel a little bit of this, and it's massive pain. And then again, treatment works for one woman. It may not work for another. That's why we need consistent research. We need a cure for this disease. It just doesn't work the same for each woman. You can have a hysterectomy. It may not work for a certain woman. It may work for this woman. You can be on Lupron. That may work for that lady. It may not work for this other lady. So it's subjective. That's why I use that word, subjective. It's different for each person, each patient. And I don't want to say subject. You know, for each patient, it's different.
I believe that because I know there was always certain things that I didn't eat. Like in my seven siblings, I had the weirdest diet of all of them. There were just certain things. Like macaroni and cheese, you couldn't pay
right.
me to eat macaroni and cheese.
Exactly. That was flared up.
Really, and I never liked it. So maybe God had a way of taking away a
protecting
taste bud
you.
For things. Yeah, because I just never liked it. I still don't like macaroni and cheese till today.
Wow.
And that was back, you know, in the 50s and 60s. I never liked, I wouldn't really, back then you couldn't even get me to eat fried chicken. I didn't like fried chicken.
Wow, and that was flared up because the hormones, God was really protecting you.
Yeah, I was more of a, you know, give me a hot dog, I was good. Give me a hamburger, some chili, something with some ground beef. But chicken, you were like, no thank you. And really, steak, my mom, you know, I wouldn't even eat steak back then growing up. I was like, what is this? Yeah, but anyway, so that's it. Yeah, I never talked to anyone about, you know, and so for me it helped me, bread, you couldn't get me to eat bread, and I stopped milk.
Bread was flared up.
My mom was surprised quickly I got off the bottle. Like, I wasn't even, like, you know, she had to wean all the other kids off the bottle for me as soon as I turned to be probably not even a year old. I didn't want a bottle before. And I never really cared for milk. So, hey. You know what? God is really interesting. He's more interesting than I ever thought.
He is. He's a protector. He shields us when we don't know. He knows.
Yeah. Gosh, that's amazing. I never even, I'm telling you, I'll be 58 this year. I've never even talked this much about endometriosis. I mean, you know, my mother, again, she kept saying that's what I had, right? I guess mothers know something, right? But the doctors never confirm that.
Right.
They all,
you know,
no.
The only way you can really confirm it, really verify, is they have a laparoscopy, which I spoke to. They go in your stomach, your belly, and these cameras, and they look for these escaped tissues, and they burn it if they do discover that you have endometriosis. And you're normally out the same day. If things go well, you're out the same day. If not, you know, you're there for a couple of days just to be monitored. And that's how you definitively that's how you definitely know that you have endometriosis.
Okay. Well, gosh, thank you so much for, you know, coming on and clearing up that portion of my life. So at least one. We know.
Thank you for having me.
Somebody got blessed on the show today, but Coach Fred, I mean, I know our guest is running off, and she's got other important things to do. Magazine owner and CEO and founder of Certain Ones, and she got the radio show and the author and other that she has to do. But Coach Fred, you better jump in if you have a comment that you would like to make before she has to dash off.
I want to say good morning to the guest, Mr. Richardson. It was a wonderful testimony.
I'm seeing that you
are embodying our slogan, power up your possibilities, because you certainly powered up yours. I wanted to say that you really gave all our listeners, our entrepreneurs, our Christian listeners, everyone, a taste of what it means to take what you have, the tools that God has given you, let God take the wheel. So you certainly embody that. And he's continuing to bless you. And as we see how busy you are,
thank you so much.
Let him take the wheel. Yes, God can do miraculous things with the gifts that you have. It's a lot of times that everyone looks at other people's gifts and wants to and treasure those gifts that others have, and they don't see the gifts that they have placed inside of them. So that's an excellent for people to hear this morning, and we thank you. Hope you can come back again, and we will go to your website, absolutely, and check out what's going on with you. God bless.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you
so much,
Coach.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you for joining us, and you have an awesome day, woman of God. Awesome
thank you,
day.
Kayla, you guys. Thank you so much. Wonderful show, wonderful program, wonderful guests, wonderful coaches. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you're
it.
No, glad to make connection.
Thank you, and I'll be in touch with you, Vanessa. Have a great
day. Absolutely. Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Great.
Hi, Fred. So glad to hear you.
Good morning.
Well,
how about this weather?
Oh, this weather is phenomenal right now.
Oh, yes.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And Fred's going to be bringing us a power-packed moment tomorrow. Fred, what's your topic for us tomorrow?
Me? Tomorrow? Already? So soon?
Unless you wanted to wait next week, but I know you said you had a 10-minute segment for us, and we are excited about you bringing that on to us on Wednesday. And if you're not ready this Wednesday, we can go for next Wednesday.
Oh, no, we'll start tomorrow. I'll just take the tools I have in my toolbox and let God take the wheel, and we'll start talking about vision. We'll start talking about the vision topic tomorrow. So I'm excited to do that, and you know, as I hear our guests come on, and I'm just being inundated with people coming across my path, and they're talking about purpose and power and purpose and power and vision and purpose and power just in the last 3 or 4 days. So I know it's a clue, it's a hint that I need to do this. So I will be ready tomorrow at, I think, what, 7:45? We'll start out. We'll get started, and then we'll do little snippets, as I call it. We'll do little snippets, and just continue on with that series. Absolutely.
Awesome.
What's going on with the show tonight? Being televised live. Let's talk about that. You want to talk about the show, Coach Lisa?
Okay, Coach Cassandra, did we lose you? No.
Yeah, she stepped away for a moment.
Oh, okay. Yes. So the show live, what that means is that a person will get an opportunity to, what we're doing is giving people an opportunity to view or listen to the teleshow, basically. So, you know, we just expanded the avenues that a person can be a part of the Power Up Your Possibilities at teleshow. So just, you know, different social media outlets that we're using so that people can take part of this powerful message that is going to come forth through George Frazier and Lethea Owens. What happened was Coach Cassandra has a friend who has her own web television station. And through the use of technology, she is going to be able to broadcast this, you know, the segment tonight. So people will be able to partake just in various ways. You can always call in the way we've been doing it through the telephone with the access code, which is on the flyer currently. You just use that number, dial in, dial the access code. Then, if you would like, and you're in front of a computer, right, because it's not a television like your TV set where you, you know, on the television set, but it's an internet TV, so you would need a computer. Or you would need, you know, some type of smartphone possibly or a tablet or something. But then you can watch that way. And so we'll use that technology that allows us to do that. Of course, we're all in different places because Coach Cassandra is there in St. Louis. I'm here in New Jersey. Our other guests are also in different cities as well. And then the woman with the TV broadcast, she's also, and she's in Ohio. So that's the beauty of the type of technology that has always been around, of course, but now it's been made available to anyone can use these same technologies to do these things. And so we're going to be doing that. So as entrepreneurs, right, we love to look at new things, new ways to do things. Also, during the teleshow tonight, you will also be able to make comments of things that you're hearing on Twitter, you know, using our hashtag, and on Facebook, using that hashtag, hashtag Power Your Possibilities. That's our Facebook hashtag. And you can hashtag that, and therefore you can put things that you're getting from the show, comments, and nuggets of wisdom that you're picking up. And other people can go there and see it. Even if they weren't able to tune in live, they can always go back and listen and watch. That's what's going to be happening there. And if I let, oh, Google, if those people who have Google, there's also the Google Hangout, which also, Google Hangout, for those who are not quite familiar with what that is, Google Hangout would be sort of like a Skype. It's where you are at your own computer with your own camera, and because you have Google allows you to broadcast right from within Google, and or you can put it on YouTube. Actually, YouTube now, anybody who knows about live streaming, then you're pretty familiar with what we're going to be doing tonight. And again, you know, Hollywood's been doing it for years, newscasters been doing it for years, and now you can do it too. So that's what we're going to be using to also bring forth that message. So that's what I know about it, but also our powerful guest tonight. You don't want to miss out on this, so go and tell everyone you know, to be anyone that you want to be powered up. We're living in a time where there's a great message that is going forth, okay? And that is about telling people how to find out who you really are and what you should be doing, what you can be doing, what God has purposed you for, what, you know, how you can apply and make an impact, rather, in society. So that's what time it is. And there are a lot of people, believe it or not, there are a lot of people who already have powered up their possibilities, but there are a lot of people who haven't. And so the people who have are telling the people who have not. You know, it's like, think about that Tyler Perry movie, The Have and The Have Not.
The Have Not.
Well, there are some have nots that we want them to have. So everybody that's powered up their possibilities, we have a responsibility, and part of that is our purpose as well, to go back and tell everybody who has not powered theirs up to power it up. Some people are telling people to power it up, and that's their assignment. Others are showing people how to power it up, their assignment. Others are supporting people as they're trying to power it up. So, you know, there's all kinds of assignments for everybody. And then, like our guest said earlier in the show, it's Vanessa, find your lane. Get in it and ride it. It's okay. Find your talent, find your gift, And we always like to remind people to use what's in your hands. Just do the closest thing to you. So a lot of times we're looking way over there. I want to do that. That's way. That would be like a person entering their first semester and saying every day thinking that graduation is tomorrow. Well, it will be if you keep doing it like that. It absolutely will be. But you still got to take the class right now. You know what I'm saying? You can't sign up for school, right, pay your application fee, sign up, pick some courses, and then go home and wait for, you know, graduation and then think you're going to walk down that aisle. No, no. You got to sign up, pay your tuition, get your books, and go to class. I mean, you can't just go to class. You got to go to class, do work. You got to do work. You got to turn it in. So everything, there is a process. So even when you use what's in your hands, you still have to process. Like, say, for instance, let's say when people say, what do you mean use what's in my hand? Let's just say you are really good at baking. I'm just using baking because a lot of people like to bake. Well, guess what? Do you know that cupcakes, just cupcakes alone, and I don't know the exact dollar amount, I'm going to guesstimate, but with an educated guesstimate, that it could be about at least a $500 billion industry. And the reason I say that, because I know the health industry is about $3 trillion. So if the health industry is about $3 trillion, then the cupcake industry, what supplies the health industry, part of the health industry, that's got to be at least, I'm just going to guesstimate that it's at least a $500 billion. It could be more. Could be a little less. But the point is, trillion is a lot of money, okay? And so you could have some of that market if you knew how to bake really well, and that's what was in your hands. Let's say you're good at designing stuff. You know, that's another industry that has, you know, billions and trillions. So that's what I mean by use what's in your hand. Like for me, if I couldn't do what I'm doing currently, which I love to do and I'm happy, you know what I would do? I would be selling my chili. I've been told that my chili is so delicious, blah, blah, blah. Well, if I didn't have what I have, I'd be selling my chili because that would be what's in my hand to do. I know how to do it. I can do it. I can put it in a jar. I can go to my local restaurant or go to the local ShopRite and say, hey, why don't you sell my chili? You see? And right there, I could probably make hundreds of thousands. But anyway, that's what we mean. I use what's in your hand. What do you know how to do? And what do you know how to do well? And then market that. So that's what we teach in our business seminar. Some of you are coming in August to our business seminar, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. That's where we turn people into entrepreneurs, for those who don't know what that is. And we present to you other entrepreneurs who have already gone through our program that are there now showcasing their products or services. Some will give testimonies. Some you'll meet them at their individual vendor tables. Others have come because they've gone through a similar program, maybe not my program, but they've gone through other programs and they still want to come be a part of it. But that's what that event is about. This is our third year doing our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, and that's happening on Saturday, August the 16th. But my part in it is to teach people how to take what's in your hands and turn it into a business. And a profitable, profitable business.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And profitable, we are not only speaking financial-wise, we're talking about kingdom. We're talking about purpose. We're talking about doing what's purposed in your life. But taking the tools that you already have, as Coach Lisa has eloquently explained to you, and letting God take the wheel, as our guest has said. On the show tonight, there's going to be the two guests that are going to really highlight that. Mr. Frazier, George C. Frazier, for those who don't know him, is considered to be a great voice for African Americans and one of the foremost authorities on economic development, networking, and building effective relationships. You're talking about someone who was born into a family of about 11 children. His social media, I didn't know if you knew that his guidance counselors in high school actually encouraged him to quit high school. And he went on and graduated. So he rose from nothing, having not much, to building and powering up himself up to the point where he now is the point where Upskill Magazine has named him one of the top 50 power brokers in Black America. So this is someone who you really want to hear. You know, he speaks all over the country, all over the world. And so that's going to be a great show. That's going to be a great show. Our other guest also, Lethia Owens, another person well known for powering up possibilities. Well known. She's very powerful in teaching people how to personally brand themselves. We talked about branding, I believe, a couple weeks ago. So she's very astute on personal branding, your unique points of leveraging who you are, what you have, how to create the success you desire, you and allowing God to let you do what you do and be who you are. So she has a large number of books out. She has tapes, success series on asserting yourself, boosting your performance, organizing yourself for success, personal branding, personal success. She's excellent with presentation skills. So if any of these things, you know, appeal to you, and I know they do, make sure you tune in tonight to the show. And you can hear these two dynamic speakers present their information. And you can call in. The call-in number for those who don't have the flyer, call-in number is 213-416-1560. And the guest access code, you'll need that, 279-664-683. Again, power up your possibilities tonight with George Frazier and Lethia Owens. Back to you, Coach Lisa.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. That was a great synopsis of tonight. Tonight it is going down. I'm telling you, this is going to be so, so amazing tonight. I'm just like, I don't know how I'm going to stay on this job all day. Well, I better do that. I'm going to be buzzing around there. Them people are going to think I hit the lottery. Okay.
Well, we've been waiting for this for a while.
Right. They're going to be like, well, we know she's an excited little person, but today she extra. They're going to be like, she is extra today. Yes, ain't nothing. Listen, well, I don't have nothing, you know, I don't get down a lot, I have to admit, but I think I paid my dues on getting down. I think I paid my dues the first half of my life, so I was always down in the dumps, the first half of my life. So I don't play that now. There's nothing that can get me down because, you know what, well, sure, there are things that can make me sad when I see, like when I see teenagers fighting in school and all that kind of stuff. That, you know, that kind of makes me mad more than anything else, that this is all that, you know, they got to do. But other than that, I'm too busy trying to be happy. I'm like, you know, that song, Pharrell, what's his name?
Williams.
The guy who made
Williams?
The song.
Pharrell,
yeah, that's
Williams?
Oh, he's my cousin. No wonder.
Yeah.
Coach Williams. All right. I should have known. But, oh, let me tell you, that song, what he made, I know everybody probably says he made that song for them. But, boy, did he ever make that song for, I just tell you, I had not really heard the song until, I forget, maybe Coach Cassandra mentioned the song, and somehow I went to listen to it. I don't remember, And that was the first time I had heard of that song. When I heard it, I played it probably about 100 times in a row.
Really?
That is what's talking about how when it says, I'm like a room without a roof. What? Oh, my God. You know, I just love the word. I just love that song. I'm happy. You know, clap along if you, I mean, boy, oh, boy. That is my song, I'm telling you. And I thought it was a church song. I just knew it was a gospel song. And somebody told me, no, that's not a gospel song. I was like, you kidding? I thought it was a gospel song, really, when I did finally, you know. They said, no, not really. I was like, I don't know why, because I don't know how you could be that happy if you don't know the Lord.
That's right.
I guess you can't. I guess you can. I don't know. I just don't see how it's possible. Because
happiness, when you're looking for happiness, you'll grasp onto a lot of things that may make you appear to be happy. But underneath of all of that and all those people that are singing those songs are lonely hearts and lonely souls that need to be reached out to. So there's there's Bible stuff about things that seem and appear to be, but are not. So that song brings hope. It brings hope and joy to a lot of people who are looking for happiness. And I think that's what it is. It should be a national anthem almost. It seems like we've initiated it into this country almost as our national anthem part two.
Well, it's my national anthem, I tell you that, because listen, I'm clapping along, buddy. I'm like,
it'll definitely wake you up in the morning as you're driving in. It'll stop a lot of road rage.
Well, now that's what I'm talking about. Clap along. If you knew that happiness, yeah, happiness. I'm happy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in. When I go into my office today, I'm going to find me a little radio to turn on.
Yes.
And I'm going to get happy. I'm going to find me a radio, and I'm going to play that song. If I can't find a radio to play it on, I'm going to put it on my phone and listen to that song, because I just love those. Again, I just love the words, and I like the beat. I like, you know, every little thing of it. I like every little thing about it. But, yeah, so we're out of time this morning, and thank you, Coach Fred, and we can't wait tomorrow to hear your segment. Thank you, Coach Cassandra, and to our awesome guest we had on today. If you just tuned in and missed the segment, you missed a lot. Go back in and find out about Miss Vanessa Richardson. She is the CEO and founder of The Certain One. She has a powerful testimony, a powerful work that she is doing, helping women with endometriosis, making people aware of that, helping young girls, teenagers, doctors, and educating people on that, and so many other things that she's doing, a magazine, a radio show, author of several books, motivational speaker, coach, and a bunch of other stuff. So go and be empowered. Look her up on the internet. Go to Coach Cassandra's page. So, Coach Fred, why don't you tell everybody what kind of day they can have, and then we're out of here. We'll see you tonight at 9 o'clock. We got to go get ready. Got to go put my makeup on. Got to get ready for television. Got to get ready for.
All righty. So everybody have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, and be the change that you want in the world today. Be that change. Don't talk about it. Be part of it. Be the change. Have a great day, everybody.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch, one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned.